You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Nerdy is defined as someone characterized by an obsessive interest in something. Xbox, Marvel, technology, D&D, Lord of the Rings, escape rooms, Pokemon, Funko Pop, Star Wars, PlayStation, comic books, Magic the Gathering, Nintendo, Harry Potter, Game of Thrones, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Power Rangers. All of that is Tech D Rob, host of the Nerd News Podcast, your source for everything nerdy.
I realize you guys are all nerds.
And this is the Nerd News Podcast.
Welcome to the Nerd News Podcast. This will be an abbreviated version simply because today I was trying to figure out how to set up a video recording of this, and I was not very successful. Still working on some things. Ooh, that's me taking my headphones out because I couldn't hear in my headphones when I plugged them in. So I got a lot of things to work through. So let's go through the quick hits. Forspoken is out on PlayStation 5 and PC. Kingdom Rush is out on Xbox Series X and S, Xbox One. And Risen is out on PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and Switch. World War Z is out on next-gen consoles. Devolver Tumble Time is out, is out tomorrow on iOS and Android. Hitman World of Assassination is out tomorrow on current and next-gen Xbox and PlayStation, Switch, and PC. And then the Dead Space remake hits PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, and S, and PC on Friday. On DVD this week, Violent Night makes its way. I do want to see that, so I'll definitely be checking that out. Probably hit the red box. Haven't done that in a while. Megan is digitally released. If you haven't seen that, you can now watch it digitally and from the comfort of your own home. And in theaters, Infinity Pool is a Mia Goth horror movie. She's from X and the upcoming Maxine. And I can't remember what the prequel one to X was called, but Maxine is a sequel to X. Pearl. Pearl is the prequel one. I need to see that one. I've seen X. It's pretty fantastic. So yeah, that's the quick hits. Like I said, I've been trying to set up OBS, if you're familiar with that. It's a broadcasting thing, but also lets you record. Now, I was trying to set that up because I am trying to play on Twitch again. I recently purchased The Last of Us Part 1 on PlayStation 5, and I intend to play that on Twitch. So, follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Twitch. I will notify on Instagram when I go live. I will also, and if you follow me on Twitch right now, you'll get a notification when I go live, so you can follow along with what I consider to be one of the top 10 games of all time. And when we return from the break, I will tell you my top 10 games of all time, along with some other news. So, let's take that break.
At @TechD_Rob on Twitter, Instagram, and Twitch. More Nerd News Podcast next.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, Neogenix.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Follow Tech D Rob on Instagram, Twitter, and Twitch at @TechD_Rob. This is the Nerd News Podcast.
All right, welcome back to the Nerd News Podcast. First and foremost, congratulations are in order to Angela Bassett. She was nominated for an Oscar for Black Panther Wakanda Forever, and well-deserved. She was fantastic in that movie. The D&D movie has a new trailer, so you should definitely check that out if you're interested. That 90s show is now out on Netflix. I enjoyed it. It's not great. The kids aren't as enjoyable as the kids from that 70s show were, but it's nice to see Red and Kitty again. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it a lot. Avatar 2 has crossed the $2 billion mark, and it got nominated for Best Picture at the Oscars. I mean, why can't James Cameron just go away? Why did people go see this stupid movie? I'm so mad. Legend of Vox Machina is out on Amazon Prime. Season 2, that is. Season 1 is already available. But the first 3 episodes hit on Friday. And let me tell you, if you've already watched Season 1, Season 2 picks up right where Season 1 left off, which is bad shit going down. And wow. It does not disappoint. First 3 episodes killed it. So that is out. Those first 3 episodes, 3 more episodes hit Thursday at 7 p.m., Tron 3 is in the works, and unfortunately, Jared Leto is involved, so I don't know if anybody's still interested. Nintendo says they're ramping up Switch production for a new Zelda game in May, which is the sequel to Breath of the Wild, and they're expecting to not have enough Switches for as many people who want to play Zelda, so they're ramping it up. Season 26 of South Park will start February 8th. Wild that it's been around this long. I've seen every episode, and I intend to keep it that way. U.S. Customs destroyed a $4,000 Pokemon Yellow game someone had. It was a graded version, 9.2, unopened. Said to be worth $4,000, and they opened it up and destroyed it. So, I mean, I don't know this whole story, if it was they shipped it and it got to be that way, or if it was they had it in their luggage, and that did that. I don't know. So you know, but you got to be careful if you're doing this kind of thing. So, yeah. Another thing I wanted to bring up is that look this up. It's called NVIDIA Broadcast, and it has an AI technology that makes it look like your eyes never leave the camera. If you look down, your eyes will still be on screen. It makes it look like your eyes are still focused on the camera. Very creepy, but I think it's pretty cool. And if I had a way to access this software, I would definitely try it. But I don't have any NVIDIA products. I use what's the other brand? AMD. I use AMD products in my PC. So there you go. And finally, The Last of Us Episode 2, masterpiece. The whole series so far has been incredible. So much so that it made me go buy The Last of Us Part 1, the remake on PlayStation 5, simply to relive the masterpiece of a game that The Last of Us is. And the Episode 2 confirmed what is being called the flower theory. If you remember in the first episode, Joel turned down biscuits from the neighbor. He didn't have pancakes for his breakfast. He forgot to get a cake. The little girl didn't eat the cookies of the neighbor, and that is what kept them from being infected, because the flower was what was infected. And it's confirmed at the beginning of episode 2 that is what the beginning of the giant outbreak was. So, I mean, still terrifying stuff going on in The Last of Us. This episode introduces the clickers, and oh boy, the makeup on that is insane. This show has exceeded every expectation I've had for it, and it's awesome. Now on to the next thing, the last and final piece of this week's Nerd News Podcast. I've done this list before, but I've recently updated it. My number 10 game of all time, new to the list, Elden Ring. Knocking out Metal Gear Solid 2. And another game, I don't remember what I knocked out, but there's another game on here that is a recent game that knocked something else out, but I deleted number 12, I guess. Number 9 on my list is Uncharted 3, another Naughty Dog game, which is wild that there's more than one from a certain publisher on here. Batman Arkham City, just such a fun game. I mean, I would just fly around the city as Batman, and I could still pick it up today and do the same thing. It's that much fun. Excuse me. And next on the list is Mega Man X, a game that I have played well over 100 times. Probably much more than that, but I can statistically... Well, no, I don't know what word I'm looking for. I can quantify it at least to 100. Not 1,000. I don't know if it's 200, but at least 100 times, and I've loved it every time. Borderlands 2 is number 6 on the list. This one got knocked down by the game that's above it. Borderlands 2, still a great game. Probably the best in the series from the Borderlands. Borderlands 3 was great gameplay, but the story was not as good. Borderlands 2, God of War, it's hard for me to choose between God of War and God of War Ragnarok, so I kept them both around the same here. I think if I had to choose one, I'd go Ragnarok over the original. I'm sorry, not the original, the newer of the series. Just such a fun game. Great, incredible story. Loved every minute of it as well. 4 on the list, The Last of Us, which it grew on the list. It's gone up the more I think about it. Not tainted, in my opinion, by The Last of Us 2, which not as good. Plays great. Story is nowhere near as good. And spoiler alert, you don't play as Joel and Ellie much in the new one, in The Last of Us Part 2. It introduces a new character that takes up the majority of the game, and I just was not that interested in that part of it, to be honest with you. Mass Effect 2 is next on my list. It is just so huge and such a fun game. If you've never played, don't start with Mass Effect. It's still good, but the gameplay is a little rough. Mass Effect 2 is where they hit the sweet spot of incredible story and incredible gameplay. Mass Effect 3, great gameplay, very lacking in story. Resident Evil 2 is number 2 on my list. The Resident Evil series will always hold a special place in my heart. I was introduced to disc-based video games, not including Sega CD, I don't count that. But PlayStation, my brother bought an original PlayStation, and he bought the Resident Evil 1 game with it. And I watched him play it. There's a part where a snake jumps out of a fireplace, and I remember his best friend leapt off the couch in fear. And since then, I've been addicted to the Resident Evil games. I will be buying Resident Evil 4 Remake when it comes out, but Resident Evil 2, I remember this is the first one that I was able to get on my own. I remember renting it. It is a two-disc game. You choose to play as Leon, you choose to play as Claire, and you play through the story. You can do it twice, and you can make decisions that affect the other disc. Incredible. And the Resident Evil 2 Remake, just as good. So Resident Evil 2 is probably not everyone's favorite Resident Evil game, but it has a special place in my heart. And then Bioshock Infinite, the greatest game I've ever played, no doubt. The story is only complete with the DLC. I'm not saying the regular story isn't great, because it is, but the regular story is supplemented and bettered by the DLC. It connects everything together, and just an immaculate gaming experience. I've never played anything that has made me feel the way that Bioshock Infinite has. And I'd play it again, and again, and again, and again, and again. It's that good. So, that's the Nerd News Podcast for this week. Thank you for joining me. Again, follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Twitch. Especially on Twitch, if you're on Twitch, follow me there. You'll get a notification when I get this situation figured out. I don't know when that's going to be. But when I get it figured out, you will get a notification when I go live if you go follow me on there. And I'm going to play through The Last of Us Part 1. So if you've never played it and you're interested, I highly recommend it. It's fun to play, but it's also an incredible watch. It's a movie. It's a movie and a game. And it's one of the greatest games of all time. So that's the Nerd News Podcast. Again, follow me, Twitter, Instagram, and Twitch, TechD_Rob on all of those platforms. I'll see you next week.
That's it for this week's Nerd News Podcast. Follow TechD Rob on Instagram, Twitter, and Twitch at TechD_Rob. Subscribe now. More Nerd News next week.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent First Quarter of the Rest of Your Life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories: best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenics. Neogenix.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing, and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.